Well, what a privilege. I told her I wanted her to introduce both of us, because let me tell you, I don't go anywhere without Chuck. We've only been married 59 years. So, but anyway, I wanted him to greet you.
Well, we just really consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to come gather and fellowship with you. We thoroughly enjoy Gordon and Debbie. We get to see them once a month. And we probably see them on a different basis than most of you do. We can sit there and aggravate them and, you know.
Sometimes we talk about politics.
So once in a while we mention it. But it's really an honor for us to be able to come over here and just... We just love the word. We love sharing the word. And I tell you, you can't go wrong living by the word. And we just consider it a real honor. And we just believe, you know, that we can share one little item that you can take when you leave here. You can take it out and you can do it. You know, that's the biggest thing, is hearing the word and then doing it. You know, we're not hearers of the word, we're doers of the word. And so as we share today, we just want you to just receive it with open heart and open arms and just enjoy it. So,
do you want to pray? And okay. Then do you put the scripture up then? Okay. You pray first.
Okay. All right. Father, we just want to come to you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
What an honor and a privilege it is to be able to fellowship around your word with our friends and neighbors. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. We welcome him here so that he can be our guide, our counselor, our leader. And we just thank you, Father God, for the wonderful opportunity to be doers of your word, not hearers only. And we thank you for the anointing that's on your word, the anointing that's on Shiloh as she shares your word. Your word tells us your word will not return void. So we send your word, Father God, to do what you send it to do in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, now we got the honor to read your scripture.
Yeah, do you do it together? Oh,
okay,
good.
Okay, now
thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, sir. Charlie Brown. he gets razzed a lot with that name, let me tell you. And then we have a Charlie Brown. I did not call him Junior. I said, we'll have a Charlie Brown the second. So we have two Charlie Browns in our family.
Anything that's good, you got to have two of them.
That's right. Well, as I prayed and asked the Lord to show me, the first thing I got, and it was so funny today with Peggy, because it was like the goodness of God. And then I started thinking about that and reading about it and everything. And then the Lord gave me spirit, soul, and body, that we are a triune being, like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are a triune being. So I started studying on that. I got Andrew Womack's book. I've listened to Brother Hagin's tapes over and over and over on the three dimensions of man, which we love to listen to his tapes. And then it was like every time I turned around, it was like spirit, soul, and body. You know, it was just really neat how the Lord, even Copeland this week with Dr. Colbert, you know, he kept using that scripture, the whole man, you know, and how important it is that we are whole, that we are whole, spirit, soul, and body. The spirit man, of course, we are a spirit. We fellowship with God spirit to spirit. We have a soul, which is the mental part, our will, our emotions. That's our soul, our soulish realm. And that's the one I'm going to really dwell on today, is the soulish realm. And from what you said in Sunday school, which we enjoyed, Linda, Pastor has been teaching on the righteousness of God. So you know who you are in the spirit, which is wonderful. because there's certainly no condemnation in the Lord Jesus Christ, right? But we live in the body, which is the physical realm, which we touch, taste, feel. But so our scripture is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely or wholly, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Chuck and I have a house church, a small group, but it is absolutely wonderful to see that no matter, you know, you can, if where two or three are gathered, Jesus is in the midst of them. Well, I think last year when I came, I was sharing with how one of them led her daughter to the Lord and then her whole family. What a blessing that we can go and touch one person that could affect our whole community. I mean, Jesus can use every one of us, and he needs to use every one of us. But we particularly work, I don't know how it is here, but our neighborhood, our whole area is so infested with drugs and the cocaine and the all the horrible. We've had 35 deaths or something in there. It's just terrible. Well, two of the people that we work with in our group are in the drug court. And it's a wonderful program, but the one thing that it is not faith-based, the one in Winchester. It's worked through the Drug Coalition. But it has just been such an honor for us to be able to work with two of these young ladies. And the one young girl, Wanda, has been with us almost 2 years now, the whole time. But it has shown us the importance of your mind. The importance of your mind, that your soul. And as we have worked with her, we've seen those stages. And I ask permission that, you know, that I could talk about her today. And she said, sure, because one thing she does, she's just about to complete her 2 years in the drug court. And when she has to go before the judge every week. I mean, they're very strict. It's actually an excellent program. But when she goes in front of that judge, she glorifies Jesus. She lifts him up. She tells everybody, I couldn't have done it without the Lord. So I'm going to start, go over each part, spirit, soul, and body. And now I was telling Linda, she used some of my scriptures this morning, so that's a confirmation. But the spirit of man, of course, we're in Genesis 1, beginning right at the beginning. We are a spirit. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female, he created them. So, of course, you all, you're so blessed in this church. You know that you fellowship spirit to spirit. You know who you are in Christ, and you are so blessed. We tell Gordon and Debbie, if we were closer, we'd be right there. We just love them, and I know how much word is taught here, and what a blessing. And such an honor for us to be here today. Like Chuck says, they're just dear, dear friends. And it's just such an honor for them to ask us, because we know how important their sheep are. So what a blessing it is. But I know that you are taught by the Spirit and that part. So God is a spirit, and we communicate with him spirit to spirit. And in when we are born again, in 1 Corinthians 6:17, we are one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17, we are one spirit with the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 18, let's go there first. And if he's been teaching on righteousness, Boy, you will probably know all these scriptures that I'm going to have for the part of the spirit part of who we are in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And also in 21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now, and Wanda said I could use her as an example, so I'm going to use her because you can imagine she's in her 40s. She just had her 44th birthday. She has a daughter that's 19 or 20. But she said since she was a teenager, she's been a drug addict and spent many, many years in jail. And she said what you will do with that addiction, what you will do to get the drugs is, and you just can't even imagine. So when she got born again, she knew who she was in Christ, but you could see the condemnation, and especially she had to forgive herself. She had to forgive herself. So almost, we call this Wanda's scripture. Almost every Sunday, Chuck would say, give her this scripture. Old things have passed away, and you are new. You are absolutely new. All of us are. All of us have pasts, you know. Even if we're like Andrew Womack, who's never even drunk a cup of coffee, which I can't even imagine. I mean, everybody has to be born again to become righteous, no matter what. And, of course, you know that. In 1 John 5:1-4. But it's just so beautiful to see a life changed. And then now to be used in the community to reach out and help others, other young, especially young ladies. 1 John 5:1-4. 1 John 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot and loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, whom we love God and keep his commandments. And 5, who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And I think that scripture, when we know who we are in Christ, then we can overcome the world. The world is it's small. It's getting smaller. But you know what? Then we hear so much more, don't we? Because you can, I said with an iPhone, it's like you have the news of the world in your hand. And most of it is not very pleasant. So we have to know who we are, even to listen to the news, really. It's so negative. The spirit of man then contacts God through the spirit to spirit. Understanding that's the spirit, soul, and body will unlock the spirit realm so we understand who we are, and who we can be. And this scripture you used this morning, John 6:63, in Sunday school. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing, and we'll get to that. Remember that scripture when I get to the third part. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. Since the spirit realm can't be seen, We know that it's there. It can't be seen. But we know it by the word. We know it by the word that the spirit world is there. In, you know, you worship in spirit. But then you also can praise God in your emotional realm. You're like the spirit, our spirit man that is born again, and we walk in the spirit, then the spirit that we walk in, the gifts of the spirit, and then the fruit of the spirit, this fruit of the spirit is what we attain to. The fruit of the spirit is what all of us would like to walk in every single day and can, but only through the Spirit of God can we do that. Only walking in the Spirit can we do that. And the fruit of the Spirit, I'm going to read the Galatians 5, 22 through 23. The fruit of the Spirit, that we walking in the Spirit, that we can, with the help of God, attain to. The spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Against such, and that's what we strive for every day. But to do that, what do we have to overcome? Our soulish realm. Because, and also our physical realm, but mainly our soulish realm. In the soulish realm, that is our will, our emotions, and when we're born again, our soulish realm, our mind, is not born again. Our spirit is born again, and we're absolutely perfect in Jesus' eyes. We're perfect in the Father's eyes because he sees us through the blood of Jesus. Our spirit man is perfect. It is perfect. It stays perfect. When we're born again, we're perfect. But we can attain to being led by the Spirit more, being in the Spirit more. But what then are the big area that we've seen in working with these young ladies is renewing their mind. We also have we raised this young man who got really, really messed up, went to prison for many years. He got out and broke probation and got back in, and he's in his 40s. But he got out in November and is living with us, and it's just been such a blessing. Because as you know, Chuck had that shoulder replaced. One of you all here had the same doctor and had it done. Are you here? Whoever had that done, you're not here. But anyway, Jonathan came home then to live with us. And in talking to him, observing him, observing Wanda and the other girls that are there, it's, you know what? What you have fed into your mind is what you think about yourself, what you portray in everything that you do. So in Romans 12, starting with verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And that I'll use in the body part. But do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, what Jonathan has told us, when you're in, he calls it the system, and he works... He's been doing some odd jobs for people in the neighborhood, and the lady across the street is a widow, and she's in her 80s, so she's got this big long list of stuff for him to do. It's just real, it's really neat to see what a blessing he is in the neighborhood, because most of us there are a little bit in their golden years. But he said, you're programmed in those systems. It's just like Wanda. She was programmed to do anything she could to get drugs. The other girl is an alcoholic that we're working with. You're programmed to do those things. It's like Jonathan. He said, and seeing him come home now, he's been home 3-4 months now, and getting the word into him and living in our house, which is a very peaceful, quiet place, and the Spirit of God is there, to see him now change with changing his mindset, with the Word of God, but just being in the surroundings. When we first started our church, we had all young people. And like Chuck was saying, you know, tattoos, shorts, piercings everywhere, everything. But they loved us, and they came in. We didn't judge them, you know. But I used to say to them, you have to separate yourself from your past friends. If they pull you back, and the same thing that we've seen with Wanda, she had to separate herself from all of the druggies. She had to separate herself. But I would say to the young people, you can't live in a fishbowl and not smell like a fish. So separate yourself. And that's what we have to do with our mind. We have to renew our mind with the Word of God. And you know, in your mind is the only place that Satan can, he can't touch your spirit man. So where does he come? To your mind. And once we realize that we'll have a thought, we'll have maybe a negative thought, but once we realize where that thought comes from, we can take authority over it. We can ascend from our spirit man to our soulish realm and take authority over that. But the influence that we have from the world, we have to really guard ourselves now. Like I said, we both kind of like politics, so we do watch Fox News. But I have to really watch myself because I do get a little upset. So I do have to constrain myself. But you know what? But I also have to be careful, because whatever you feed, and you know what we've seen with Jonathan coming home, in the system, he calls it, they did gaming. I really didn't know what it was, other than we've done some counseling with some newly married couples who the husband loves those video games more than spending time with his wife, you know. And that's the only thing I knew about the gaming. But it was almost like he had programmed his mind. And I can understand that. That's one way of living in the prison system and being able to survive. So I woke up one morning because it was almost like he was drawn to that, wanted to know where we had gaming places in Winchester. Well, we didn't know, of course. But the Lord showed me it's an addiction. You know, I'm serious. I have to watch that I don't get addicted to watching what's going on in politics, because we do enjoy it. I mean, and you need to know what's going on because you need to know how to pray. But you don't need that only thing coming into your mind, and that's all you think about, you know. So we do have to guard. It says guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. Well, the issues and the forces of life is what's all around us. So I believe the more that we are aware of our surroundings, what is good, what is not good, what goes into our ears, what we see, our eye gate comes out of our mouth. That's what faith is. What goes into your ears, what you see, what you hear, what you speak, there's what your whole future can be. Yeah, that's where faith comes by hearing by the word of God. Well, we have to hear. We love listening to that iPhone now with YouTube, because it has all of Brother Hagin's, Brother Copeland's, all of the, you know, we just listen to it every night, you know, 2 or 3 hours a night. We just turn it on and listen to it. And what a blessing that is. But we have to make sure that we put the kingdom of God first. We have to do that. We have to do that. We choose. I did Wanda's first year anniversary when she got through first year. Boy, that's a big feat. Let me tell you, that is a big feat. And so they asked me to come over to, they have a couple transition homes there. And so Chuck and I were invited over to do the church service. And the Lord gave me the scripture of choose you this day whom you will serve. And I'm sure it spoke to a lot of the people there, that they have to choose each day not to get into drugs, not to drink. Well, I would have to do it. I'm not a sweet eater, but my sister that you all know, Kathy, she's a sweet eater. I'll tell a secret on her. But you know what? Those are our addictions. They're addictions. So we have to choose. Our wills are so strong. But when they're tempered by the Spirit of God, then they don't control us, our minds and our emotions. They don't control us. We control them. So every day we choose our will. Every single day we choose to walk with the Lord. We choose Him to be our Savior that day. Oh, we can choose now when you're confronted with anything. I shouldn't say this about myself, but I'm not very good at standing in line. So I have to deal with that, because you know what usually happens to me? I'm the one in the longest line. So then I have to choose not to get upset, not to let that ruin my day, you know. But every day is a choice. Every single day is our wills. I mean, you have a strong-willed child. You can direct that in the right direction. And I'm determined, though, that a strong-willed person, my dad was like that. He was strong-willed. He decided to stop smoking. He put him down. That was it. That was it. But if that will is challenged and channeled toward faith in the Word of God, you won't move. You can take that strong will that you have and use it for the Lord. So in Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And Philippians 4:4-9. Think on these things. Philippians 4:4-9. It's been a joy working with these ladies, because we can see the fruit. We can see the fruit in their lives and see how God's going to take this horrible thing, the horrible part of their life, and that they've had to forgive themselves, but how God's going to take that and use it to help other people, and, you know, to get through that. I just can't even imagine what it's like for that kind of addiction. That it's just hard for us if we've never been through it to even imagine. Philippians 4:4-9. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And we choose to rejoice. Just like today in the worship, it was beautiful. We chose to just get in the presence of God. We chose to worship. We choose what we want to do. We choose. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate and think on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do these things, and the God of peace will be with you. The peace of God, I'll tell you what, like I was saying, listening to the news, where is there peace? I mean, we really strive for peace. You know, Chuck and I had a bed and breakfast for 12 years. He retired from the government pretty young, 95, wasn't it, when you retired? And so both our sisters had stayed in bed and breakfast. And so they said to us, we wanted to do something together. And I'm a nurse, but I never did really work. I stayed at home and raised our children. Thank God, I loved it. But so they suggested we do a bed and breakfast. Well, it really was a good business for us to do. And it was small enough that we did it ourselves. But when we built our house, not realizing that we would ever do that, it really was perfectly built for a bed and breakfast. The bedrooms are upstairs, our bedroom's on the main floor, and even our dining room was separate from like the living room and from the kitchen, so we could close it off. So you come down the steps and there's our dining room. So it was absolutely perfect. You know, sometimes God, we had been in that house 35 years, sometimes God knows what he's doing and we don't. But anyway, it was perfect for us. And we enjoyed it, met wonderful people. But you know, when we built the house, Chuck always had a dream of building his own home. And when we built the house and dug the foundation, we had our pastor come and we anointed the ground with oil and prayed over it. And so, you know, that the house is blessed. It really is. And so when the people would come, we had a lot of people from Pennsylvania, a lot of people from D.C. and those areas, and especially from the city. And we have 5 acres. It's kind of out in the country, but just 3 miles from town. It's not way out. But anyway, the people would come, and the minute you walk in, you really do feel the peace of God in that house. And you know what? That was the one thing that they would say when they left, or the minute they walked in, it's so peaceful here. And a lot of times they didn't want to leave. But that peace of God, everybody, our spirit man and our soulish man, you crave the peace of God and the joy, the fruit of the Spirit. Your heart longs for that. And you know what? All of the stuff that we're talking about, we can only get through the Word of God, in the Spirit through the Word of God. We can conquer anything with the Word of God. So, if we are ruled by our mind or our soul, and then we're not renewed by the Word, what will it produce? Fear, sickness, poverty. Of all those things, we've been redeemed from. In Galatians 3:13, it says we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed from those curses. Redeemed meant bought back. We can live free of those of fear, free of sickness. I see a connection. I usually teach on prayer healing. Those are my two, like Brother Hagin's is faith, you know. It's always prayer and healing. And I can see now a real connection from the Spirit, drawing from the Spirit for healing, renewing our mind to get to our body. It's like our mind, our soul is that connection, that connecting link from the Spirit to the body. We have to renew our mind. We have to study the scriptures on healing. We have to renew our mind. And there's where the faith comes. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. What faith does is renew your mind with what the Spirit is already telling you to do. So over here, here's Spirit, here's your mind. And you get it, like, this is a good example of what will happen when I got burnt. And kindly, and a friend of mine, I called her. She was teaching in the Bible school on authority, and I called her. She prayed over me, let the sun shall not smite you by day or this on your right hand or something. And you know that my hand burnt for 4 days, and it did not have one blemish. It wasn't even red. And the Lord really taught me a lesson there. Don't go by what you feel. If I had gone by, it would burn so bad that I'd go like this. That's out. But not, you could not see it. But yet, that showed me right there, we can't go by our feelings. We can go by the Word of God. And sometimes when you get a diagnosis, rather than just repeating that and getting that in your mind, whose report are you going to listen to? Now, that doesn't mean you discredit your medical doctors or anything. That doesn't mean that. But you can also have lying symptoms, and that's what the Lord showed me that was. That was a lying symptom. If I had not been able to see that, if that had been inside of me and I couldn't have seen it, then I would have received that. So when your spirit and your soul agree, you experience or you can conquer anything in life, anything. And of course, spirit, soul, and body. Now we get to the body. Romans 8:1. That's what I was telling. She used some of my scriptures. And she said, that's just a confirmation. So it was. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. Now, if we believe that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, we believe that, and the Spirit of God lives in us and dwells in us, we can overcome a lot of that, like with working with them. Their flesh is what cried out for drugs. And it will for, I don't know when I've tried to stop coffee, but we do drink coffee. But you know, even that, your flesh gets attuned to that, used to that. And we do have the spirit and the soul to overcome the flesh. And I have seen a spirit of anger that will go through the soul and then strike out in the flesh. That is the flesh. I've seen that. And that, like I said before, our wills can protect us and keep us from operating in the flesh. We can control anger. We can control bitterness. We choose to. We choose to let go of bitterness and strife. That's one thing I stress with them. There's a bunch of girls living in a dorm, a big house. Can you imagine 5, 6, 7 girls and the different personalities and dealing with all, most of them are coming right out of the world, dealing with all, and I keep stressing, you cannot let strife in, because with strife is every evil work. Do whatever you can to control your flesh, control anger, and control strife. Whatever you have to do, do that. So I'm working right now with a lady we were doing the church services there once a month, and she came last week who actually started the ministry, and we've talked about how little some of the churches teach on the spirit, soul, and body, or authority, our authority, or who we are in Christ. And she came to me and she said, "Can I please come once a week and you sit and you teach me the word?" And I started telling her about the spirit, soul, and body and how important it was with these working with, they also have a house for men, how important it is that we work with the total person. The total person is going to have to be restored. And it's just a joy now in 2 weeks' time to see the hunger in her. And she said, "Shiloh, why am I not taught this?" And it's really sad. It's really sad that that's not taught. But remember, when your soul agrees with your spirit, the life of God will manifest in your physical body. It will manifest. The life of God in you will come out in your physical body. And in the area of your emotions, I'm not a very emotional person. And sometimes I think, Lord, I'm not a caring person or what, but I pray in the spirit a lot. I'm just not an emotional person. You know, some people aren't. There's two ladies that come to the house. Chuck usually leaves. Watch him shake his head. And of course, the first thing they do is start this crying, you know, and it's like, oh Lord. But you know what? That is their way of asking for help, you know. But I always, and then I'm kind of hard on myself because I'm not emotional, you know. But I do think that the more you pray in the spirit, from what I've developed in myself, is the more I've prayed in the spirit and been led by the spirit, the less emotional I have become. So that's one little thing that we can do for ourselves is pray in the spirit. So when your soul agrees with your spirit, the life of God in you will manifest in your physical body. And the key to a victorious life is all three. But all three hinges on the word of God, hinges on using. Get the word. And like Brother Hagin says, you could get that scripture that speaks life to you, and then just meditate on it. Meditate on it. Meditating is the opposite of worry. You meditate, you mutter it, you meditate. I love the scripture in 1 John 1:9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I wake up in the middle of the night, and I just think about that. And he came in the flesh and dealt with all the things that we have to deal with in the flesh. He did it for us. So we can live a victorious life, can't we? We can. Now, if anybody would like prayer, if anybody, I know that most of you would know Jesus, I would think. You all know Jesus. If you don't, you've got to know him. But if anyone would like prayer, I would be certainly happy to pray with you. Chuck. I'll come to him. There he is, sir.
Sometimes it crawls into asthma.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let me just lay hands on you. Well, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father. We take authority over this in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, that we have that authority. We take authority over any spirit of asthma that would come against him, and I thank you, Father, that the breath of life flows through those lungs. A breath of life flows through those lungs, Father, and we thank you, Father. We thank you. Oh, yes, Father, I thank you for that healing anointing going through his body, Father. That breath of life just flowing through those lungs, Father. Filling those lungs, Father God, with your life. Filling those lungs with your life, Father. And we thank you for it, my Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. He's redeemed from that, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Breathe deep.
Good.
Get yep. those lungs. That's a nurse in me. I'll pray for you. But I'll also give you some nurse. Nurse, breathe deep. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you're healed. Our grandson's really redeemed from that. Okay, anyone else? If not, it's certainly been a pleasure. We're going to, tonight I brought prayer books to pray for the nation. And I thought that it would be, I had this in my heart to you have this I see on your envelopes, where Servant Church and Family Church. But I asked Gordon and Debbie if they would send me the vision, and it's something you mentioned the vision this morning, somebody did. That it was you, I think, to write out the vision of the church. And each day you speak that vision out and pray for your pastors. Pray for your pastors. And this here too, just speak it out every day. You know what we speak? We are what we've been saying. We are that. So once we speak together and in unity together, well, you could take this city big time. Beautiful, beautiful church they have. And once you speak it forth, you start believing it. You start believing it then. It's in your heart, and then you're all together. You know, it's just like, you know what? I taught on unity one time, and I taught on the opposite of it. If you had one Hell's Angel coming down the road, it wouldn't faze you. But let me tell you, if you had 50 of them, you would get out of the way. Well, that's in the negative. But look what we have with the body of Christ. Together, what we can do is the body of Christ. With one purpose in Philippians 2, one mind, one purpose. Well, thank you. God bless. You have a wonderful week. Are we adjourned? We are adjourned. This is like a... We have Charlie Brown adjourn us.